This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. Just what a wonderful night. You know, great outpouring of support from the whole city of Buffalo. You know, from the primary on, the whole city really coalesced around this vision of making better Buffalo a better place. You know, getting the basics right, potholes and snow plowing, but to take on our big tough issues. And the people have been really responding to a message of truth, honesty, acknowledging our problems and saying, now we got to go fix it.
How's it going to feel? You're the mayor of the second largest city in Buffalo come January 1. How's that going to feel?
I'm kind of 3 feet off the ground right now, so it's feeling pretty good. It's as exciting as it is daunting, but I'm confident we're going to be able to put together a really good team and we're going to be able to lead Buffalo onto a better path.
Sean, you're coming into the city as honestly a difficult time in leadership. Specifically when it comes to the city budget, is that your plan to tackle day one? Are you already coming into it with an idea of how to address that issue?
Yeah, we've already started on that issue. I'll be going up to Albany within the next 10 days to meet with some of the leadership in Albany to talk about our budget problem, to talk about our solution to fix it, and then talk about how the state can help us to get a soft landing, to get back on financial feet.
What is your administration going to look like? I know a lot of talk of, you know, always changing of the guard, things like that.
Yeah.
What do you expect to happen?
Well, we're going to have an administration that looks like the city of Buffalo. They are all from different areas in the city of Buffalo, and I plan to announce my transition team by the end of the week.
Buffalo is different.
What your plans kind of look like for fixing that financial gap, but that financial problem is not your problem as mayor, right? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest challenge, right? If I didn't like challenges, I would have stayed in the state senate. So Buffalo's got big problems, so it's going to take adult solutions, and I'm comfortable and confident that I have the skills, you know, to do it. So for several years now, we've been fibbing to ourselves about our budget hole. Every year we say, oh, we just passed a budget that's balanced, but it's not balanced by the end of the year. We have to rob Peter to pay Paul. Well, there's nothing left. We took everything out of the reserve account. No more federal money left. So now we have to come to terms, and we have to restructure how we run our city government, and we're going to do that.
How is it going to be for you working with the Common Council? Scanlon will likely go back to the council.
Yeah.
How is it going to be working with them, and also if you can address the crime in the city? There are people who are concerned. You can talk about the budget, but if people aren't safe,
the council first. So. I have a great relationship with everyone on the Common Council. In the last few weeks, I've met with each council member individually. I've toured their districts and spoke honestly and frankly about the problems facing the city of Buffalo, the work that we're all going to have to do together. So I'm confident that working with the council, we're going to be able to dig ourselves out of the hole that we're in.
Does it help that you had not 6 weeks, but 6 months to really prep up for this?
You know, I've been running sort of a dual thing the last few months. Is we've been meeting every week for pre-transition meetings, and then the day after I was meeting for campaign meetings. So while I was campaigning, I was preparing for a victory and preparing to have a team in place and really ferreting out some of the issues. And we're going to spend the remainder of the time before January 1st to even dig deeper into those issues, because the one thing we know, people are impatient, people want change now, and we're going to be in the position to hit the ground running, to show people that there is new leadership, that you can have faith in the leadership of the city of Buffalo, and we're going to start delivering on promises, whether they're small items for neighborhoods or big items like balancing our budget.
With your time in the state legislature, you've run for election a few times. How did this campaign compare? Was it tougher?
Yeah, it's tougher. It's much different. I was surprised at how much people, ordinary people, wanted to engage with me. People were very polite when I was running for the Assembly and the Senate, but they didn't really want to have long chats about a state policy. But you knock on somebody in the city of Buffalo's door and say, I'm running for mayor, they're going to tell you their ideas. They're going to tell you what they think is wrong with the community and how to make it right. So it's been so engaging and so heartening, and it provides me with energy as this campaign's going on. Every time I get tired, I say, let's just go knock some doors, because you talk to the people and you get enlivened from those conversations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When people are really tuned in the city of Buffalo, voters are educated. They know what's going on.
What did you learn? What did you learn going door to door, district to district? Because obviously issues of South Buffalo might be different than Lovejoy, might be different than North Buffalo.
Yeah, I learned that there's a big commonality. Is everybody in each part of the city thinks the city's not serving them well. Everyone's got complaints about snow plowing, potholes, the conditions of their community centers, and that's a big commonality. But we also know we have distinct differences in the city of Buffalo. We have the east side of Buffalo that's been disinvested, that's been left behind for generations. You cure disinvestment by investing. So we have to invest back into the east side of Buffalo, because we can't have the better Buffalo we want, the new Buffalo we want, if we allow the east side to continue to languish and disinvestment.
In those conversations with the council members, there's still a lot of uncertainty in the remaining fiscal that you're going to have to take out on decisions that were made while you were not in office. What are your concerns there when you're talking about the council members to try to make sure we close out this year in the black?
Yeah, I mean, look, this idea of our phantom balanced budget. This year, we had to take money to close out last year's budget, and right now, we're going to have to find miraculous money to close out this year's. But we're going to get off this tendency we have in Buffalo, is to fudge our budgets, underestimate our expenses, overestimate our revenues. We're not going to do that anymore. The budget you see me put in this year There's going to be a budget that's going to make people gasp, because for the first time, we're going to tell the truth to the people of the city of Buffalo how much it costs to run this city.
Does that mean higher taxes, though? Is that what it means?
Everything's on the table. You have to look at revenues of all shape. You know, we haven't done a foreclosure auction in 5 years. There are people delinquent with their taxes. There's $20 million of outstanding water bills. The city only collects 7% of its fines and fees they initiate. So there's a lot of other revenue sources that we need to be pursuing.
You will be the first newly elected mayor in the city of Buffalo in 20 years.
Yeah, what do you think about that, huh?
Come January 1st, what will the differences that the citizens will see from the Brown administration, from the Scanlon administration, what will they see out of your administration?
You're going to see an administration that's open, that's transparent, that this number one concern is meeting the needs of the people of the city of Buffalo. Not nepotism, not political jobs, not trying to make contracts work for their buddies. We're going to have an open system where everyone's going to have a chance at anything that's happening in the city of Buffalo. Contracts will be open. Housing development will be open. Land sales will be open to the public. So no more of this insider game that we've been playing in Buffalo for generations. The days of the insider games, it's over.
What do you say to the big developers?
I say, well, come on board. We got a lot of building to do in the city of Buffalo. We're behind in our housing. We need to build more downtown housing. We need to build more residential housing. So we're going to put together a plan and a program, and we're going to build more under my administration than any administration before it.
How do you get that swagger back?
How will you be able to attend the Grand Hotel? Scanlon's made some movement on it, but it probably will land in your lap.
Probably land by that?
No, yeah.
We got land rated by that.
And Amy's too.
Grand Hotel is one of 10 buildings in downtown Buffalo that need immediate attention. But you tackle things like the Grand Hotel and the Amy's building by not letting them happen in the first place. These buildings didn't get into shape overnight. It was through years of neglect and years of the city not using the tools they have at their disposal to hold major property owners accountable. So if the Grand Hotel needs to be sold to a new owner, so be it, as long as that new owner comes in and actually reestablishes it as a hotel. The investment group that bought the M&As to watch it decay, we're gonna go after that. And if we can't find them, we're gonna take that property away from them. So there are buildings all over downtown Buffalo that are in a state of underutilization or disrepair. Have you shopped at the Main Place Mall lately? No, because it's been closed for years. But that's one more building that's on the list of buildings that we have to give a kick in the pants to get them back going to serve the commercial purposes that they were built and intended to serve.
Are there any projects like the DPW garage, like the animal shelter that you think you need to tackle in your first few months?
We gotta tackle the animal shelter. Buffalo should be ashamed of itself that it operates a kill shelter. State's money is available for that. So we're going to work to immediately improve the conditions of the existing shelter. But then we have to get the hard work to really plan out a realistic new animal shelter for the city of Buffalo. So that is a priority.
You're taking office on January 1st. That's in the heart of the snow season. Are you working on a snow removal plan now? Because that was one of your campaign issues.
Sure.
I mean, God forbid you get a blizzard on January 2nd.
We're working closely with the acting mayor Scanlon's administration to make sure that the snow plan that they put into the council is a realistic snow plan and it can serve the needs of the city of Buffalo. So we want to really make sure the plan that they put into effect works and we don't find ourselves understaffed, undercapacitized the day I take office.
But what are your plans for the rest of tonight?
Pardon me?
What are your plans for the rest of tonight?
The rest of tonight, I have a lot of family and friends here. We're going to go talk to them, and I might be heading with the Founding Fathers a little bit later to have a drink or maybe two. But I'm so happy that I have aunts, uncles, cousins. I have a very big extended family, and I was so happy to see so many of my aunts, uncles, cousins all here today with me. And we're going to celebrate together, as a family, but also with the whole community in the city of Buffalo. But thanks, everyone, for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.